From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. This week, a brand new organization is getting off the ground dedicated to spurring the state's Latino population to get involved in elections. Irvin Camacho joins me on the telephone line in Springdale up in Northwest Arkansas. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you for the opportunity to be here, Jacob. I'm just really excited to share a little bit of information about this new idea that we have with you all. It's progressive Latinx in Arkansas politics.
It's kind of a common saying, but Arkansas's Hispanic population has grown significantly in recent decades, accounting for about 7% of the state's total population. That's about in the middle compared to elsewhere. Given that a lot of this population is relatively new to the state, and we're living in incredibly charged political times for all groups, why this organization? Why now?
It's time. I ran for state representative back in 2016, Jacob, here in Springdale, and I personally saw the need of getting the Latinx community involved in politics, not only here in Springdale, but just all around the entire state and the country. So what can we do right now? I mean, we can try to engage and motivate the Latino community here in Arkansas to get a little bit more involved. You know, if you want to run for office, or if you can't run for office because of your immigration status, you can get involved with political campaigns and just really create the initiative and the initiative to really get out there and make your voice be heard. And I think that's the most important part of what we're standing for.
Can you tell us a little bit about the group's name, both the X you'll see in there and probably in place of the traditional O or A, and also it's specifically for progressives. Who are you trying to reach? Do you think this is a broad approach or is it narrow just for progressives?
So right now, the reason why I am starting with just the progressive community just in general is because I'm worried for my community. You know, I'm worried as to what's going to happen in the next few years if we don't let our voices be heard. There's already a voice for the conservatives in our state, and I feel that there is a voice for progressives here, but a very, very small margin of people, specifically progressive Latinos. And that's why I feel it's important that we emphasize on that, and we emphasize that our movement is a progressive movement. The Latinx part, our community usually use Latinos. People outside of our communities use the word Latinos as well, but Latinx is a little bit more inclusive. It doesn't say this is a group of Latino males. It just says this is a group of Latino people, which will be both male, female, and non-conforming genders as well. So we're trying to be as more inclusive as possible to make sure that we bring everybody in, you know, make everyone feel comfortable, Jacob.
The Pew Research Foundation reports that the percentage of people eligible to vote that are of Hispanic and Latino origins in Arkansas, while we represent, we're maybe in the middle for total population at 7%, we're near the bottom in terms of the voting block that comes out of that. That's got to be a little bit disconcerting for you. Obviously, certain districts, certain races, certain issues around the state, you have different percentages. But what do you feel about your ability to be an influence statewide or in certain elections?
I feel that right now is the perfect time, Jacob. The political climate, the way that it's formatted right now and everything that's going on, people are mad, people are anxious, and people are ready to do something. So I'm using this political climate right now to really get people engaged in what is elections locally and statewide as well. And I feel that if we reach out to people and tell them, hey, you don't have to specifically have to have a degree or you don't have to have money to be part of the political process, just the fact that you can contribute your time, whether it be knocking on doors, whether it be through phone banking, you can contribute and it can help the movement positively. So that's where we're at. We're just really in the initial stages of telling these people, telling the Latinx community, you matter. You know, you have the ability of changing things. It just takes that initiative of just joining in, Jacob.
Obviously, this is a time where it's very heated for many issues, for many different groups. DACA's coming up, would expire in March without action by Congress. President Trump has said he'd let it expire. So within this group, you've got, of course, one big issue. Also, you've got lots of grassroots groups in Arkansas, across the nation, the Indivisible Movement. Do you feel like you have a lot of allies you can work with on this?
I made a small teaser announcement about the campaign yesterday on my social media, on Twitter and on Facebook, and we've gotten a lot of those folks, you know, people from Ozark Indivisible and people from other organizations that messaged me, reached out and said, hey, you know, how can I help out, even people outside of the Latinx community? So I think it's a good time to build off of this. You know, we have a lot of ideas going forward that will really get the attention of people that maybe have never gotten involved with politics to begin with. So the support's there, honestly. It's just really up to us to build those bridges to make that support work with what we have as a vision and make it happen, Jacob.
Irvin Camacho, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you for the opportunity, and I hope you have a good day.
From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman.